Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, let's check in with Cleveland and Jeff Phelps. He is the post-game show host, Browns Radio Network. Nothing going on in Cleveland, Jeff. Thank you so much for making some time for us here in the sports bar this afternoon. Really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mike.
Can we start with what we know in the latest here with the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearings that are underway? I mean, we've heard reports that you know, could take a few days. We've heard reports that what the NFL wants and you know, that the NFLPA may step in here. What's the latest that you're hearing there out of Cleveland?
Have you seen any smoke coming out of a chimney or anything like that? This thing is quiet. That's all I know. It is secretive. It's quiet. I guess they're in Delaware, right? That's all the news that we have heard. The NFL is still pushing for, at least according to reports, indefinite suspension of at least a year. Well, so that kind of covers them. And then you have the notion that the Players Association will appeal. So we're just kind of sitting here twiddling our thumbs waiting to hear what they might decide.
I don't know if you've ever been to small claims court, but if you have, like, more often than not, the judge will be like, okay, before you even get to this, the two of you out in the hall right now and see if you can't come. Do you think there's some sort of negotiation? Because that would be unique here, right? That, you know, the NFLPA and the NFL would come to some sort of agreement. Do you think that's part of it, Jeff?
There was talk of that before this started, and they disagreed completely, Deshaun Watson's side and the NFL. So they ended up going and doing this thing, guys. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with it, because if the independent judge rules that, you know what, there's nothing here for a suspension, this is it, nothing, then he plays. And if the judge says, I think it's a one-game suspension, well, then the NFL has a right to appeal, or Deshaun Watson has a right to appeal. But she can end the whole thing if she decides, no, there's nothing here. That's very unlikely to happen, I would think. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, an appeal process, and it could get ugly, and the NFL is appealing to itself. So how simple is that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of convoluted at this point.
Jeff, walk us through how things got as bad as they've gotten between the Browns and Baker Mayfield, even before they made the deal for Deshaun Watson. Because, man, we sit here scratching our heads saying, you know, if Watson sits out a year, which could very well be the case, you have a guy in your roster who has been with the team, you drafted him, and he's got 1 year left on his deal. Wouldn't it make sense to mend those fences and try to get Baker Mayfield back on board for his final season in Cleveland before? I mean, is that something that they would consider as an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett?
You've been listening to our show?
Just throwing it out there.
That's exactly what I've said all along. Like, okay, if Deshaun Watson's out for the year, sorry, you've got a guy under contract, you know? And he, guys, he needs a place to play. He's in the last year of his contract. He's under contract. It's almost $19 million. He's going to need a place to establish his value. Well, okay, why not here? And I think Jacoby Brissett is a really competent quarterback if he's your backup. And if you're a team with Super Bowl aspirations, at the very least, deep playoff aspirations, I don't know that he's your guy. You know, I don't think he is. And so I would think that what you guys said is just exactly on the money. And one thing to think about, Baker made those comments yesterday at his camp in Norman, Oklahoma. And it's been interesting to me to watch the way people have interpreted his comments, because it's weird. Some people you've seen headlines that have said, Baker says both sides have moved on. Well, he did, but he also was asked, you know, can you see this situation, you know, being mended? And his comment was, no. For that to happen, they would have to reach out.
Yeah.
Well, guys, doesn't that sound like he's willing to accept the phone call?
It's funny, Jeff, because if you read it in print, it sounds like there's no way that they're going to mend fences. But when you actually hear the clip, and here it is.
They didn't have a quarterback for the next year. But would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Yeah, so the reaching out part is the interesting part there. It's almost as if to say, yeah, if they reached out to me and started a dialogue, or... And we were just talking about this, Jeff. What if Cleveland said, you know what, Baker, we're sorry. We made a mistake. We know what we're doing. We did what we thought was right. But the way we handled it was clumsy, and we're apologizing.
I don't know that they need to apologize, to be honest with you. But I agree. And then he said, and, you know, we've both moved on, I think. What do you mean you think? Have you moved on? Are you, you know? I mean, if he didn't want to play here again, he wouldn't say that. And clearly, it's an awkward situation. But they did tell him, and I do think the Browns screwed up in this regard. They should have told him that they were truly going to visit Deshaun Watson. They did tell his representation, hey, we're looking to upgrade the position. But then they didn't get specific when they were going to go meet with Deshaun Watson. So that might have caught Baker off guard. Maybe they should have told him. But they did give him a warning before all this started that we are looking to upgrade the position. Well, guess what? That's what NFL teams are supposed to do, right? That's what you're supposed to do, especially when you have a quarterback who has been inconsistent. You know, there have been times when Baker looked good. There were times that he didn't look very good. Last year he was injured. Why did he play? We don't know, blah, blah, blah. But bottom line was his play wasn't very good. And at least not good enough to do the job the way the Browns wanted it done, or probably the Baker wanted it done. So with that in mind, I don't know that the Browns need to apologize. And you guys, tell me what you think. He's under contract. And if they say, hey, here's when training camp starts, we'll see you there, and he doesn't show up, well, then you don't have to pay him.
Right.
And that would be a terrible thing for Baker to do. You know, and he sounded to me yesterday, guys, in his comments, and again, his comments, you can take them any way you want. He sounded to me like a guy who realized, I need to play some football this year. And wherever it's going to be, I got to go play. And then if he plays well, then he can get that great big contract. And he can walk out the door of Cleveland saying, later, everybody. You know, unless the Browns franchise, which would really make everything about. but he could walk out, go get his big contract, and get on with his career.
Jeff, there was one thing going back here, and you could just say, okay, that's Odell Beckham, right? Like he was a little disparaging, to say the least, on his way out the door. And I thought, from where we sit, Baker kind of
his father was
okay. Well, fair enough, but you know, Odell could have shut that down. Or, to the point being, what do Baker's teammates actually think of Baker Mayfield? Because if he came walking through that door once again, are people rolling their eyes, or are they actually welcoming him back? How much control does he have, or did he have, in that locker room?
Good question. Nobody's been in the locker room for a couple of years, you know, because of everything that's going on. And I've heard beat reporter after beat reporter say, real tough to get a feel for what's really going on in there because of the whole COVID situation. You know, the locker room is not, there's not been access like there usually is. What I, you know, what everybody has heard, what reports are, some teammates love the guy, others not as crazy about the guy. We had John Johnson, safety for the Browns, on our show, a year ago. And we asked him about Odell, and I forget exactly the time frame of had he just left or whatever. He sang his praises and just said, this guy's phenomenal. He said, we want him on this team. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. Then you've heard the other wide receivers, the young guys say, and this guy's like the best teammate I've ever had. He would regularly eat lunch, you know, when, you know, they feed all the guys there with every position group. He would change because he wanted to know his teammates. And he, from everything that we know, they loved him. Teammates were really fond of him. A gentleman named John Greco used to play offensive line for the Browns, and he's part of our Browns radio network. And he is on our show on a regular basis and said, hey, John, you played with him in New York. He said, oh, my God, he was awesome. He was a great teammate. And so the bad teammate thing, though it's out there a little bit, seems to be anything but true.
I also think to myself, in terms of if Baker would be welcome back in that locker room, I mean, Beckham is gone. Jarvis is gone. I mean, a lot of the people that would have been the more vocal leaders on the offensive side of the ball are gone. You've got a great offensive line. You've got a good running game. I mean, you know, Baker, I would imagine, unless he burned a bridge with his teammates, which I don't know that we've heard, I would imagine he gives them the best chance to win. Therefore, he should be embraced by his teammates.
Maybe. He also had the comments about, boy, how am I going to motivate these guys, you know, when they're already getting paid? He made some comments as he thought he was on his way out the door that probably won't sit real well. And he might have some fences to mend, you know, as opposed to the Browns apologizing to him or anything like that. So there's part of that. And he also questioned the play calling of the head coach late in the season. That wasn't cool. And so, you know, he's a brash guy. He's a confident guy. Sometimes we just wish he would not make comments like that because he put himself in a bad spot. But to me, guys, if I had my druthers, if I'm the Browns, I'm trading him for Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm trading him for Sam Darnold. And that way you bring in somebody else and you give it a shot. And you don't have to deal with everything that we've just spent a couple minutes talking about. Tell me for sure that he's better, you know, than Jimmy G. I don't think he is. Tell me he's better than Sam Darnold. I think he is, but, you know, Darnold's had a rough go of it.
Jeff, we feel bad for Browns fans, and we do have some in the area. Remember, before the Buffalo Bills, Cleveland was the team here, and a lot of roots go deep here. And when you hear stories, I think it was the Tomey family, like, yeah, no, we're not renewing our season tickets. Has the stance softened, or just people? What is the vibe right now with the Browns fan base, knowing that you're bringing in a quarterback with this, to say the least, questionable character?
Depends on who you talk to. We have folks who question us and get all mad at us on our show if we even mention the fact that, you know, there are these other things going on. They don't care. They said, I don't care. He's the best quarterback we've had forever. He's going to get us to the Super Bowl. Forget about everything else. It doesn't matter. Well, that's ridiculous. And then you hear people who say, well, you know, he did all these things. There's no way I want him on my football team. You'll never change that opinion of people either. We all know the NFL, professional athletes, professional sports, there's a short memory. And you can go up and down rosters in the NFL over the last decade or so and think, well, that guy, boy, remember that trouble? Yep. Remember this trouble? Yep. And boy, didn't he play well on Sunday. And I would assume that happens at some point with Deshaun Watson. Question is, when is that point?
And how long can the Browns wait, you know?
Yeah.
Because they have a roster right now that's built to compete.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff, really compelling stuff happening there in Cleveland. And appreciate you coming in and joining us here in the Sports Bar to shed some light on all of the latest developments here as we kind of wait for this hearing to conclude and we learn of the future of Deshaun Watson with the organization and the future of Baker Mayfield. I've been saying it all offseason. This is the most compelling storyline this offseason, and it comes out of Cleveland. It's been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we're used to those in Cleveland, guys. Anything else that pops up, just give a call.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
All right, fellas. Thank you for having me.
You got it. There he is, Jeff Phelps. He's the postgame show host of the Browns Radio Network. Joining us here in the Sports Bar to talk a little bit about the Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield situation in Cleveland.
I think you hit it on the head, Danger. Like, you read the comment in print, it's like, no, he's not coming back. But then you hear it, and it sounds like an olive branch that Baker's extending her.
If they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
It's not definitive.
No.
I think on both sides, there would have to be some reaching out for that to happen, I think. You know, like, you could tell he's made up his mind, but it doesn't sound like he can't be swayed. I think he could be swayed. What would that take? What would that look like? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what it'd take. First of all, you got to go below the radar. You got to do it face-to-face. I'm not talking Zoom. You've got to go out to wherever he is, if it's Oklahoma or wherever, sit down with Baker Mayfield and say, we're sorry, number one. Number two, we're going to give you more money. Number three, we are not going to tag you. Okay, gentleman's agreement, you are an unrestricted free agent. We would not do such a thing next year. Number four, we will publicly ask for you to come back and make you look like you're coming in and doing us a favor. Is that what you want? Is that, how would you like this? We're open. Tell us what you want.
Yeah, although, I mean, you just heard what he said. You just heard what Jeff said. Like, the Browns don't owe him anything. They don't owe him an apology. He's under contract. I mean, they can take that stance. If Baker is waiting for them to apologize, whereas I think that they could at least say, hey, we handled this clumsily, they could admit to that. They don't have to.
Well, okay. He can show up or he can buy in. Do you want him to show up or do you want him to buy in? That's the difference there. Yes, he's under contract. Yes, he would get fined if you actually took it out that far.
Oh, my God. What does the world look like if Baker Mayfield gets fined for not being at Browns training camp? Man, it, like I said, compelling storyline. Find me a more compelling storyline here this offseason than what the Browns have done. And we've been talking about this essentially since the start of free agency, the start of the league year. When we learned that Deshaun Watson was going to be a Cleveland Brown, all these questions, these unanswered questions kind of surfaced. They really didn't think this through. All right, let's get to some news and notes from the NFL. We've got appetizers on the way next. Quiet day in the NFL, but a couple of tidbits to share.
Yeah, we got some news out of Tampa Bay and also latest on Deshaun Watson, what's going on there. And what about the NFL and gambling? Have they actually kind of loosened it? Remember, like,
so funny how the NFL has reversed course in such a short amount of time. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. NFL appetizers on the way next. You're in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.